Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, September 12, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. Our United MEC Government Affairs Committee has been working with U.S. Representatives David McKinley, Republican of West Virginia, and Daniel Lipinski, Democrat of Illinois, who have circulated a congressional sign-on letter which they wrote to the Department of Transportation, the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and the Federal Communications Commission. This letter asks these four federal agencies to work collaboratively to ensure the safety and security concerns raised by the introduction of wireless communications capabilities are identified and fully addressed. Furthermore, the letter also addresses a continued ban on in-flight wireless voice calls. So today we are asking for your support and encourage you to put pressure on our elected officials to ensure that these four agencies work together to address any potential safety and security risk posed by expanded in-flight wireless communications and to continue the ban on in-flight voice calls. To contact your representatives, visit the United MEC Government Affairs page on our website and enter your zip code to look up their Washington, D.C. phone number. We then ask you to call their office and ask them to sign the congressional sign-on letter to encourage these four agencies to work together for our safety and security. With the anniversary of September 11th fresh in our minds, let's remind the U.S. government that they need to do everything possible to ensure against any potential safety and security risks in commercial aviation. Here's a sample phone message. Hello, I'm a flight attendant and a constituent. I'm calling to urge Congresswoman or Congressman to sign a letter being circulated by Representatives David McKinley and Dan Lipinski. This sign-on letter is addressed to the Departments of Homeland Security, Justice, Transportation, and the FCC, urging these four federal agencies to work collaboratively to address any potential safety and security risks posed by expanded in-flight wireless communications and to continue the ban on in-flight voice calls. The lesson of September 11, 2001, taught us that federal regulators must work together to stop vulnerabilities before they can be exploited. It is prudent that these four agencies review that all potential safety and security risks are addressed before wireless technologies are more broadly permitted for use on commercial aircraft. I urge Congresswoman, Congressmen, to stand with the nation's flight attendants to ensure that the U.S. aviation system remains the safest in the world. Thank you. The deadline on this letter is Wednesday, September 17th, so please make your call soon. Thank you for taking action with this critical matter. We will keep you updated on the status of the congressional sign-on letter. Across the country this week, events were held in remembrance of the attacks that happened on September 11, 2001. It is still hard to believe that it has been 13 years since that tragic day. We must continue to remember that all of our first responder heroes, and we can never let our guard down. We must be vigilant on every flight, every day. We've also added a few pictures from this week's events on our website. Our Joint Negotiating Committee, the JNC, concluded the first week of September's negotiation sessions with management in Denver. The JNC will provide an update through the Our United newsletter at the end of next week. All JNC updates can be found on the JNC website at www.ourunited.org. If you're not signed up to receive the Our United newsletter, please do so on www.ourunited.org. That's it for tonight. And thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.